And now it's time for Ask Roz and Mocha.
Here we go. Ask Roz and Mocha time. Hello, Krista. Welcome to the podcast. Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We're going to call you right back. Your phone is a little bit messed up. Hang on. I don't know why that happens.
It's super weird.
Every now and then we'll talk to someone.
And they just, everybody gets like a creepy man voice.
Yeah. Super warbly. Like, and
she's going to sound so completely different when she comes back on now.
You think closer to a deep voice or closer to a super high?
No, I think she's going to just sound like a total, just regular young woman.
Let's see. Hi, Krista.
Hi.
Huh? Oh, God. Yo, it's so, when you hear this on the podcast, it's so weird what your real voice sounds like compared to what it sounded like when we were first talking to you. Welcome to the podcast. Thank you very much for joining us. What is your question for the room?
So my question is, how does Roz react when his wife and kid tell him to go upstairs and sleep when he falls asleep on the couch?
Oh,
not well.
Flies off the handle.
No. Okay. So I fall asleep. I fell asleep last night.
Uh-huh.
Right?
On the couch.
On the couch. And they were watching a movie. And
what time was this at that you fell asleep?
8.
Okay.
Right? But I know, like, I'm not there for the night. Uh-huh. Right? I'm just like, whatever. I'm just sort of bored of what we're watching or whatever. And then I just fall asleep. My thing is this, okay? One, if I start to fall asleep, don't do that thing of where you hit me and wake me up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Obviously, I'm exhausted. I just want to have, like, a little nap. But if, like, because what'll happen is I will fall asleep sitting up,
yeah.
Okay? And my head against the back of the couch.
Okay.
Where I'm like, it hurts when I wake. Like, I would have just passed out at that point. And if I don't have a pillow behind my head, like, sometimes if I fall asleep, Catherine will be super cool, but she'll just get up and go to the office and start doing work and leave me there.
Uh-huh.
Right? And I'm like, tip me over. Let me lie down.
Uh-huh.
Right? Just like, tip me over. Let me lie down on the couch. But also, if we're at like 7 o'clock, the thing we fight about the most is I will start to fall asleep and she'll say, go to bed. And I'm like, I don't want to go to bed. I just want to sleep here.
Like, right? A toddler.
Yeah, I just want to have a nap right here. Right? Like, yeah. I just want to grab a pillow, put it up against your butt, and then put my head on it and fall asleep right there for a while. Like, I'm not going to bed. I just want to have like a little nap on the couch.
You know what you need?
What?
Every time you sit down on the couch,
yeah,
you need one of those neck pillows that you see people on airplanes with all the
yes.
time. That'll
yes.
solve all of your problems. I mean, mind you, you'll fall asleep all the time everywhere.
I know. I right? know. No, you're right. I do. I do, because I hate our couch. Because yeah. it's too low in the back, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, it doesn't come up to where my head is.
Yeah.
Like,
it's not comfortable.
Even if I slouch, and if I slouch enough to where my head hits the back of the couch, my bum's off the seat part.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's a terrible couch.
You need a neck
I
pillow.
Hate it. But yeah, I might have to get a neck pillow. But like, even during the day, like, or, like, on a Saturday or whatever, if like Rox was out at a friend's place or Catherine's at her studio, and then I'm just sitting on the couch and it's the afternoon, I'm like, I'm just gonna take a nap with the cat, right?
Yeah.
And I'll just lie there, and then Catherine will come home and she'll be like, why don't you just go to bed?
Yeah.
No, because I want to be here, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
So
we fight about that a lot.
During the day, if you fall asleep and she comes home, then she feels like she has to tiptoe around as to not make a lot of noise to wake you, whereas if you are already in the bed, she could do what she wants and it won't wake you up.
I will tell you this. She does not tiptoe around anything.
Oh.
Slams the door, yeah. puts the kettle on, fires mac and cheese into the microwave, empties the dishwasher. Like, she does everything she can to wake me up, right? There's no consideration for that.
Krista,
all.
Do you live in a home where somebody's always falling asleep on the couch during like non-traditional bedtimes?
Yeah, so it's me.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then who
I fall
tells
asleep
you
at nighttime?
Who wakes
my daughter?
You up?
She like she comes into my face and she's like, "Mom, go upstairs." And I'm like, "No, I want to just like take a nap." And she's like, "But like you're all crooked and snoring or whatever." And I'm like,
jeez.
I just want a nap on the couch.
Like, it's like you were experimented on.
You're just causing a disruption.
Jeez.
That was a great question. Thank you, Krista.
Napping is...
Are you going to ask me the question finally?
Before,
and this is like the sixth time I talked to you.
Before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Oh, definitely Roz.
Oh, is it because we're nappers?
Yes, we have a lot in common.
Oh, we do. Excuse me.
There you go. Thank you, Krista.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Take care.
Have a good day. Bye.
I have a funny feeling that Maury, that Matthew is not a fan of napping. Is he?
Oh my God, no.
No.
Well, he's fine if he's napping. But on Friday nights, my favorite thing to do is fall asleep on the couch.
Yeah.
And he will literally leave me there, and I'll wake up at like 8, 9 o'clock the next morning on the couch feeling like absolute crap.
Oh, so you want to be woken up.
And then I'll go, and then when he finally gets up later in the day, I'll be like, you left me on the couch. And he's like, yeah. I'm not going to wake you. If you fall asleep, that's your problem.
Do you ever fall asleep on the couch, Mocha, and not go to bed?
No.
No? Frequently that happens to me.
Really?
Yeah.
You'll fall asleep and then...
I'll fall asleep on the couch because Catherine will, like, it happened on the weekend. So Catherine went to bed. I was like, yeah, I wanted to watch the Anderson Silva, Jake Paul fight.
Oh, right? God, yeah.
It was actually decent boxing. Like, it didn't suck. It was fun. I've seen 100 worse boxing matches than that in my lifetime.
So, hold on, real quick, just a sidebar. Did Anderson Silva take a fall?
No.
Or is it just because he's almost 50 years old and fighting someone in their mid-20s?
Got tagged.
And
right?
He got clipped,
He got clipped. I didn't necessarily agree with the scoring. I thought the scoring should have been a lot closer. But as soon as the knockdown happened, you knew that Jake Paul, if anybody was on the fence, like it was his fight. But I've seen 100 fights, like marquee main event boxing matches that were way more boring than that one. It was actually a fairly exhilarating fight.
Okay. So you fall asleep on the couch.
So I fell asleep on the couch, and that always happens. I'm watching the fight and then everything else, and I fall asleep on the couch, and then Roxy's the one who wakes me up in the morning when she gets up at 6.
Yeah.
Right? Because I fall asleep in her spot on the couch. So she scooches me over.
Because you're just an inconvenience at that point.
Exactly. But Catherine doesn't like it, right? So if she comes upstairs and I'm like still wearing my clothes and stuff like this, she's like, ugh, did you even come to bed last night? I'm like, no. So there have been times where I've fallen asleep on the couch and I've snuck into the room and like mussed my side of the bed up a little bit.
Yeah.
And then went back into the living room. So when she wakes up, she just thinks I got up early.
Oh, but she wouldn't feel a heavy sleeper?
Yeah, because when you have, like, we have cats, right? So there's always movement on the bed.
Oh,
so
okay.
You just get used to not being woken up by something.
Won't she realize you smell like couch sleep?
No, not really.
There was like one time in the summer where I fell asleep on the couch.
Yeah.
Because Jenna went to bed like before I did. It was like a Friday or Saturday.
Yeah.
And I fell asleep. And then she came downstairs at like 4 a.m. because I guess she had woken up and then saw I wasn't in the bed and came downstairs and was like, hey, you want to come upstairs to bed? Like, you fell asleep on the couch. And I was like, okay, yeah, thanks.
Really?
And then I'd like go upstairs and like crawl into the bed.
Yeah, if she does wake me up, I shoot up off the couch real quick and then just start walking towards the stairs and through the kitchen. And Catherine always does the same thing. She's like, you're walking, because I'm like a zombie.
Yeah. Right?
And if I fall, there's no way she's catching me.
Yeah.
Like, she's just not strong enough.
She has to narrate.
She's like, she's reminding me with every step. She's like, you're walking.
And do you have to yell out stairs or anything?
Yes. Oh. She's like stairs, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes like if I put my hand on the wall, like in my arm goes down, she'll like take my hand and like press it up against the wall.
Jesus.
To be like stairs.
You're
and
like
I'm like
drunk.
Oh, okay, yeah, I know, yeah. Yeah,
she's
no, I'm
practicing
a zombie.
For a few years from now when you're older.
Oh gosh.
Oh no.
Hot. Yeah. Right, you're gonna retrain me on everything.
GD says here, favorite memory from the cheerleading commercial. I was one of the cheerleaders.
Oh.
And my favorite memory is you all learning to stunt. So what this person, what GD is talking about is a few years ago, one of our advertising campaigns was Roz and I doing a cheerleading routine with a bunch of cheerleaders. We were in the hot pink suits. You can look it up on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Just type in Roz and Mocha cheerleader commercial and the different versions will pop up there. That was a lot of fun. That was like one of my favorites that we ever did.
Yeah.
There was some great food on that set.
Yeah, because that was a big production, right? Mm-hmm. Like that was
a full day.
That was a huge production. We've done some big productions, but I think that may have been our largest just because of the amount of cheerers that we had there.
Yeah.
It was a cast of like 60 people and then all the crew, and they had to do hair and makeup for every single one of those cheerleaders that were there with us and all custom wardrobe.
I think my favorite part would have been just the amount of chaos, like the actual day of filming and trying to get shots like to be perfect with our dancing synced up with the cheerleaders and what they were doing behind us, and like everything had to be timed out so perfectly, and I just enjoyed the chaos of the whole thing.
I think that one of the things that I love most about this show is that when, you know, we take ridiculous things very seriously. And I think that that's always sort of my, where, you know, humor comes from. And I think that the thing that I enjoyed the most out of that day, because like we said, this was a giant crew. There was like, you know, there was 100 people there. And to like, and I just mean like crew and camera guys and people that are hold up those little things over the light so the light hits you perfectly. My favorite part of the show was watching so many people take this thing that was so ridiculous so seriously, right?
Well, they
like,
had to.
Like it was like you're sitting there and you're like, oh my God, this is the dumbest thing we've ever done, but we're spending a ton of money on it. Yeah. And all these people here are hired to take it very seriously. And that was my favorite part of it was just how dumb it was, but how just bloody, you know, into it every single person was.
Yeah.
But I don't remember the food. What kind of food did they have, Mark?
You guys had pickle barrel platters. Like sandwiches and
did
stuff
we
like
really?
Like
is that what that
sandwiches.
Was?
Yeah. Yeah, which was better than the shoot before, which was just a candy table.
A candy table?
No, that yeah. I remember that one. They
the
didn't
cake,
just
were
have
you throwing
candy.
The cakes? I just remember only a candy table.
No,
like
they had lunch
treats.
Lunch there. They had hot lunch for us there at that one.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, and we did the... Oh, no, you're right, because that wasn't the one right before that, more. The cake one wasn't the one right before that. We did another one. We did two after that.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I only went from the can or from the cake to that.
Because the other two were really, really small shoots, right? Mm. They were
black
just,
and white.
They were
one?
Script-based ones.
And then the other one was
with the cue cards.
Bow ties.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, that one.
Suits and bow ties.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm telling you, cake one was just a candy table.
Really? No. Yeah, because that was our first. That was our first.
I remember that one. It was not just a candy table. I remember because I had a burrito that day. I was so bloated after.
Yeah. Oh, no, because the food was in a whole different room.
Or,
yeah.
Oh, I think you guys didn't tell me about that.
Probably we didn't tell you. Because that makes sense, too, that we wouldn't have told you where the food was.
Clear it out. Toby says here, when you are making a left or right turn on a stretch of road, not at an intersection, okay, and coming up to your turn, do you brake and then signal, or do you signal and then brake?
So you mean just changing lanes?
Or maybe you don't signal at all. LOL. My road rage triggered when cruising along at 80. The person in front of me just hits the brakes, starts to turn, and then after, while turning, puts their signal on. Guessing this might be how Maury drives.
Yeah, that's definitely how Maury drives. No, Maury, like when we say not an intersection, like there's not lights there. But like when you're driving down my road and you sort of like, you know, get to the end, you got to go left or right, right?
Yeah.
So in a situation like that, do you signal first then brake, or do you brake first then signal?
Signal first then brake.
Yeah. I signal first then brake.
Same. I signal like way early when I know I'm about to turn.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I just don't trust other drivers that people are like fully paying attention.
Nope.
So I make sure I'm like obnoxiously signaling early.
Yes.
To alert everyone that I'm about to turn.
Can I ask a separate question? Because this happened on the weekend.
Pause for 1 second more. Pause, and then I'll get back to you. Do you signal when you're going into your driveway?
Yes, I do.
So do I.
I do. You know why?
So
somebody
do I.
A couple of weeks ago, I guess, maybe I was driving a little too slow for them, and they were coming up like pretty close behind.
Yeah.
And I signaled to turn on to make a left into my driveway.
Yeah.
And this off went, scooted around, and tried to go past me.
Man. Not
but I
cool.
had my signal on like way earlier, like, bro, I'm letting you know that I'm turning here.
More, you live in a condo.
I understand what Mocha is talking about, because where the long, lavish entrance to my condo is just steps away from the intersection. So when I'm signaling to turn into that driveway, people think I'm signaling early for the intersection. Mm. So people are coming right up my ass.
Oh, right.
Like fast.
That's dangerous. Yeah. Yeah. No, that is. Do you signal when you're in the parking garage?
No. Others do. It makes no sense. Because there's only one way to go. I'm like, well, obviously, you're going to go. So,
yeah,
like,
settle down. Do you drive that quickly in your own parking garage the way you drive erratically in our parking garage here at work?
Absolutely.
You do, huh?
There are mirrors. Screeching and everything?
No screeching. There's no one to enjoy it with. But there's mirrors everywhere. So I could see if there's headlights coming far away. So I know when to slow down. Plus, my condo parking lot is really narrow. So you have to, like, if someone's coming towards you, you have to pull into a spot, let them go by, back out, and then continue.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's tight.
Shem, are you signal first, then break? Or
always signal first.
Yeah,
unless
right?
The person behind you, if there is somebody behind you, let them know exactly what you're planning on doing, right?
Yeah.
Which to me is the big thing. I'm like you. I don't trust anybody on the road. No. Anybody, I don't care, but I'm always going to signal first.
Also, every now and then, because my way home, I wound up driving behind a lot of trucks. And every now and then you get, and listen, the truck drivers are going to come at me, you know, on this. But every now and then you get behind a driver who's driving a truck, and all they do to slow down is they just gear down, mm-hmm. right? So what messes me up is when you're driving behind somebody who's doing like, say, 60, and in the span of like one block, they go from 60 to 30, but they don't hit their brakes.
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
They're just gearing down, and that messes me up.
That's dangerous.
Right?
Though.
It's dangerous. And then when you get behind somebody at an intersection where they're driving and they've just geared down, and then they do that thing where they just put the car in neutral and they don't even hit their brake.
Yeah.
Like, it's terrifying.
That's more dangerous.
It's way more dangerous.
Let's go back to the phones real quick. Hello, Grace. How are you? It's Roz and Mocha.
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Oh, Grace.
Wow, listen to that.
Ain't nobody else around. Grace putting on the sexy voice for us. Yeah. All right, Grace, what is your question for the room?
Okay. So what can you say during sex, but also at a family dinner?
Okay. Why are you speaking so quietly and cupping the end of the phone like that? Is it because you're at work and you don't want anyone to hear what you're saying?
Exactly, especially with the three-letter word. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So you said, what can you say during sex that you can also say around the dinner table?
At a family dinner.
At a family dinner.
Okay. So you've obviously thought about this, Grace, who's calling in with a sexy voice. What is your answer?
No, no.
Yeah, what's your answer?
Well, I'm a little sick. That's why. I saw this question on Facebook. I was like, oh my God, that's something I need to ask you guys.
Okay.
So,
okay. But what's your answer?
Okay. So my answer is, this is moist. I know you guys hate moist, and Deepa should cover her ears.
Oh, I love moist. Oh, I ain't got no problem with moist.
Yo, yeah, the look worry. On Chef's face right now. He's just
Shem will love it. Shem will love it. Deepa needs to cover her ears.
Yeah. I'm going to say, who's going to clean this mess up?
Oh, no.
Oh,
Shem, go ahead.
Yo, you're doing it wrong if you make a mess like that.
Or real right.
Or real right.
Hold on.
Shem,
are you going to eat that?
Wow.
Do you have any others, Grace?
No, I can't.
Like, what about my God, I'm so full?
Oh, hold on. Chef shaking his arms in the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
What else?
White or dark meat.
Oh! Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
There's a lot.
Or you could say, oh, this is tough.
Oh, yeah, you can say this is tough.
Bone in or bone out?
Yeah, you can do bone in or bone out, definitely, yeah.
At Maury's house, it's always bone out.
Yeah, yeah. Who wants my skin?
How about breast or thigh?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There's a lot of sort of like reactions of enjoyment that would make a whole lot of sense both in the bedroom and at the dinner table. Mm-hmm. Like Mocha just said, like, oh my God, this is so good, right?
Yeah.
But I would have to say, out of all the ones that we've said, my favorites so far are definitely who's gonna clean up this mess.
<It's> like
definitely one of my favorites. What was the first one you said, Shem?
Who's gonna eat that?
Who's gonna eat that? anybody gonna eat that?
Yeah.
Damn, Grace. That was fantastic. Now get back to work, you filthy animal.
I will.
Thanks for listening, girl. Have a good day.
Oh, you're okay. Take care. Okay. Bye bye.
Steph says here, Roz, now that you aren't working at ET Canada anymore, do you eat at all during the day when you're at home, or do you still not eat until you make dinner in the evening?
Yeah, it's really screwing me up. Some days I will, right? And I don't enjoy it. Like,
why?
I don't like eating during, I've never, like, it's just not my thing. Like, dinner
sometimes
to me.
Sometimes you will send us photos of, like, what you make for lunch or what you made for, like, a late breakfast.
But then I won't eat, really, for the rest of the day.
Really?
No. I'll eat usually one big meal a day.
Mm-hmm. But what happens at dinner time?
Like, I'll just cook dinner for the girls.
And you won't feel hungry at all?
No. And if I do, I'll just grab something really, really small, like way later. Yeah, but I'm a one big meal a day kind of guy. Mm-hmm. But if I do eat during the day now, I'll have like a couple like pepperoni sticks.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like that's it.
Like the Trailer Park Boys.
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I always have those in the house.
Yeah.
Like various kinds too. Uh-huh. Like I have like different like brands that I like, different levels of spice that I like. So I'll have like one of those. You know, a couple of those, a handful. But that's really it. Like, no, I don't. I still don't eat during the day. But I'm cooking earlier now, though, because I'll have dinner ready sometimes for Rox when she gets home from school.
Oh,
if
wow.
If she's hungry.
Really?
Right? Yeah. Huh. Yeah. So I'll cook for them, Catherine and Roxy, because they love eating early.
Yeah, it's the
so
best.
So they love eating at like 4:30 or 5 o'clock.
I know.
They love that.
That's my jam right there.
Where then I won't, and we'll sort of like go through the whole night, and then I'll reheat myself whatever they had, you know, probably around like 8:30 kind of thing. And then I'll eat then.
So I'm logging my meals now, and I eat dinner super early. And on Friday, I entered into the app what I had for dinner.
Yeah.
And it said, are you sure you didn't want to log this as your afternoon snack? Because it was confused. The app was confused that I was logging dinner so early.
What time?
It was at 4 o'clock.
See, that's Catherine's perfect time for dinner. If
yeah,
I said dinner is every day at 4, that's like that would be the greatest thing I could ever do for her.
There was one I remember when I think it was... You sent me a text, Roz, where I think Roxy, your daughter, said that she may have had me beat for eating dinner. It was like 4:30.
Yeah, it was like 4:30. Yeah, she's like, oh, yeah, finished dinner 4:30. She's like, I bet you I beat Mocha today.
Yeah, but I had already sent a picture of like an empty plate from 4:30.
Yeah, yeah. Like everybody in my life.
Oh, my God. I love eating dinner so early.
So when you ate at 4, Maury, did you then eat again after or no?
Oh, I always eat dinner at 4 so that I... have a later snack.
What's your later snack?
What was the later snack?
Oh, like I'll have ice cream or chips or something while I watch TV.
Oh,
but I just don't want to have ice cream and chips that close to dinner.
Right.
So do you log that in the app as well, or do you lie and say you had a handful of
almonds? No, I'm logging everything. What difference does it make? Let the app send me angry faces.
But you're tracking for a reason, though.
Yes.
But you're still eating like trash.
Yes, but I'm trying to eat less trash. Slowly.
But why not just eat less trash?
Well, it's hard.
Why not stop eating trash?
Because I have snacks. Like, I have cravings.
Yeah.
But like, you can get around those cravings.
I finished a bag of chips.
Okay, prior to the bag of chips, what else? Because we see you munching on stuff.
I had an Arrow.
Uh-huh. All the time.
And a fruit cup.
So you had chips, Arrow, and fruit cup already today?
See, but I normally wouldn't have had a fruit cup, so haha.
But
that fruit
sugar.
Cup is like all yeah.
It's all sugar, man.
Straight up sugar. Like, you might as well be eating a bag of sugar.
Yeah, like, if you said, I got a bag of green beans here.
Yeah.
Right? I'd be like, ooh. Okay, cool. Yeah, green beans. Go for it. You can't dip them in cheese. You can't do anything to the green beans.
Just the green beans.
Just the green beans.
All right, I'll try that one next time. Okay.
Yeah.
No, you won't, you liar.
With the Arrow.
Okay, Richard says here, what's the worst thing you've stepped on barefoot?
Oh, no. Oh, wait.
Dog crap.
Really? Have you?
Yeah, when I went camping.
A nail.
Yeah.
Oh, nail?
Yeah.
Wait, does nail beat dog crap?
Yeah, because nail is painful.
Yeah, a nail.
Did
so
it like
pain is worse than gross?
Yes.
Okay.
In that, I mean, in this comparison between a nail and dog poop, I'd rather step in dog poop than I would on a nail. Did it pierce the skin, Ross?
Yeah.
Did it go through all the way?
No, it was in the heel. It just went right up into my heel.
You still have a hole?
No.
Did it bleed?
No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
How'd you get the nail out?
Just pulled it out.
With pliers or your hands?
No, it was on a piece of wood.
Oh. Boss!
Yeah. Yeah. I've stepped on a lot of things because I never wear shoes, right?
Yeah.
I've stepped on a dead bird with a bare foot.
Gross!
Yeah.
That's so disgusting.
And the dead bird had been there. Like
a while?
For a bit, yeah. Oh.
Guys, I gotta tell you, I hate being barefoot.
You do?
I absolutely hate. Like, I don't mind in the house, but if I have to go outside, like, even it could be the most beautiful, hot, like, 40-degree weather day.
Yeah.
Right? Go into the backyard, and, like, I can't walk in the grass with bare feet.
Really?
I hate it. Yeah. I absolutely
I'm
hate
the same.
It. I will go and get flip-flops or sneakers and put them on.
I will even on the beach, I'll wear chanelage.
Oh, no. On the beach, I can walk in sand barefoot, no problem. I can walk in wet sand barefoot, no problem.
You won't walk on grass barefoot?
No. Walking in even like wet, soggy grass,
That what about your backyard to barbecue?
Where I barbecue, it's all paved. So and I wear flip-flops.
But you wear flip-flops.
Yeah, or sneakers.
Yeah.
I won't go out there barefoot.
Really?
Yeah, and no, I hate it.
Shem, will you walk barefoot?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
I'm so Guyanese, man. Yeah. Of course, we walk barefoot all the time.
Mocha's Guyanese, good. Too.
Yeah,
yeah, he's not that.
Car's getting taken away, Mocha.
I know.
No, I don't like it. I don't like it.
What have you stepped on barefoot, Shem?
I was going to also say a rusty nail, but I was backyard wrestling when I did this. So.
Really?
There we go. That's so stupid.
What was your backyard wrestling name? Did you have a name or no?
No.
It was just you and your dudes?
Yeah, we were just mimicking like WWE wrestlers and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
How long ago was this? Like last week?
Come on, man. At least a month.
Yeah. You're fighting over Soap Opera Digest?
Shut up, boy.
I'm really blown away by you not liking to walk barefoot anywhere.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like,
you know,
the grass.
I think it's because I feel like...
Is it dirty, do you think?
No, or? I may walk... The fear of walking or stepping on or in something gross. Like you mentioned, a dead bird that had been there for a while.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't know. No, not for me.
I will... If I go to the cottage in the summer, I will take my flip-flops off on like a Friday and not put them on again until I leave. And I will have done all the outside work.
Well, yeah, you like mow the lawn barefoot, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
But aren't you scared that like something may fly out of the lawnmower and like hit your foot or whatever?
No.
Even like a little pebble?
No.
Really?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Insurance won't cover that.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Actually,
no,
it won't.
I couldn't. There's no way.
You couldn't, huh?
No. If I'm mowing the lawn, I will put socks and then shoes on.
No, really?
Yeah. I won't even put like barefoot inside of a shoe. I'm like protecting my feet at
the
all costs.
The most I will wear when mowing the lawn or doing any outside yard work are flip-flops. That's the most I'll wear.
Too dangerous.
Is flip-flops.
No, that's way too risky
but
for
me.
But
I mean, I've had so many injuries, right? I took two toenails off last year
because I
hit my foot with a string trimmer. I just took them clean off.
How long does it take for the nail to grow back? Like 6 months?
You know what's so funny is that when we did the Hello Magazine shoot, right? Mm-hmm. When they came over. So that was the beginning of July.
Yeah.
And I had lost a baby toenail I banged it. I was doing something outside in the shed or whatever it was a couple of weeks earlier. And the toenail had just fallen off and Roxy just pulled it off.
Ah,
right?
Gross. Yeah.
She just pulled it off.
Oh my God.
And all the pictures of me in the Hello Magazine article, I'm barefoot.
Yeah.
Right? Mowing the lawn. Like all those pictures of me, I'm barefoot. I didn't wear shoes for 1 second during that shoot because I'm like, I am here. I am always barefoot here. And they were like, then don't put shoes on. But my baby toe... In those pictures, because I retouched all my toenails. Catherine repainted my toenails for me. My baby toe in all those pictures, it's just the skin that's painted.
That's so gross.
Because there was no toenail to paint. So Catherine just painted the little bit of skin.
Oh, God.
That's
Did it
love.
Feel weird?
Thank you, Maury.
Did it
that's
feel
love.
Weird?
No, because it's not the first time.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, thank you everyone for all of your comments and your questions, and we appreciate it. I just feel so grossed out right now. Every week on Instagram, we post a picture that reads "Ask Roz a Mocha," and just load up the comments with your questions, and we'll pick a bunch to answer, and of course, get two of you to join us on the show on a future episode of the podcast. This has been the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com
or download the KISS 92.5 app.